Hello, everyone. I'm here at Central Christian Church, sitting up close to the communion table on this Good Friday. I think most of us know that historically, Good Friday is a day that, although we call it good, it's the day that our Lord was crucified. But the good news is He died for our sins, and of course, we want to keep that in our minds, that it was a good thing for us that Jesus came and died for us. But I also want to bring a message to you today that normally our sanctuary would be open and anyone could come in and pray on this day. We keep it unlocked from 8 a.m. until 8 o'clock at night. Unfortunately, due to the situation in our country at this time with the coronavirus, we're unable to do that. So I'd like to ask that in your home, you make it a sanctuary, that you pray. You not only pray for your family, for your church family, but for our world and for what is going on in this world, that healing may come, that wellness may be brought in such a way that we don't have so many deaths, and so many people have died during this pandemic. So I ask that you be in prayer for everyone, and especially for our frontline people, for the nurses, the doctors, and all those who are stepping up and making sure that our world keeps going and our people keep receiving medical care. So please be in prayer for them. With that, again, it's a reminder, this is Good Friday. You'll notice the candles are not lit on the communion table. There are no paraments. It is a day of sadness and a day of joy. It's one of the great blends that we've ever had in Christianity, a day in which we can look to the bad but see the good. With that said, I would like to also ask that you join me in prayer at this moment. Gracious and loving God, so much is going on in our world right now. So many people are hurting and getting sick. And Lord, honestly, we're confused. We're lost. We're finding new ways to live, ways in which sometimes our anxiety runs very high. A time in which our children want to get out and play and they're unable to. They're stuck in their homes, and not a lot of play gets done amongst children. And then as adults, there are places that we typically love to go and things we love to do, and we're unable to do that during this time. And so we ask that you bring peace to our hearts and minds, that you bring comfort to us, that we may get through this difficult time in such a way that when things calm down, things get better. We come together once again as your church, as your people. And Lord, we also know that although we call this building a church, we're aware that each one of us makes up the church. As long as we are in touch, as long as we are around our brothers and sisters in Christ, whether it be through media or in person, we are the church. So, Lord, we ask that you bless your church, that you fill us with your Spirit, that you continue to be with us through this time and bring healing and peace to all. For we ask this in your Son's name, the great healer. Amen. So with that, I want to ask that you have a wonderful weekend, that you prepare your hearts and minds for Easter Sunday, a day in which we will celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. So please take care of yourselves, your families, your friends, and reach out to those that you can via phone or any other type of medium that you can use to let them know that you care and that you are thinking about them. God's peace be with you. God's healing be with our world. Thank you.